Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for The Challenges. Today's Thursday. It's the day we try to apply and live out what we've been learning, try to bring it home into our own lives. This week we've been talking about a story from the Old Testament part of the Bible, about the Tower of Babel, about the human race cooperating together, all the humans who lived on Earth at that time, which wasn't a lot, in one place, speaking one language. And instead of using that to cultivate their relationship with God, they tried to replace God by trying to build a tower to heaven and a great city around it to make their own names great. They did it all for themselves, which is not why God gave them life, not why God gave them the resources of this world. And so God scattered them around the world, gave them all different languages. And I suggested yesterday it was for two reasons. One, it came about because of something bad, and God was preventing us from doing that again, from cooperating again because with our problem with sin, our brokenness that is in each and every one of us since Adam and Eve, it was impossible for us to use that cooperation for good. We would inevitably use it for ourselves. So he was preventing us doing further damage. But he was also preparing us for something good, leading us towards something better. And I asked you yesterday to think a little bit about what that was. And I think what he was preparing us for was our liberation from sin, from slavery to sin, from that brokenness, that very brokenness that was keeping us and God apart, that was keeping us and others apart, ruining any chances of cooperation for the actual good of the world, not just ourselves, and so on. What do I mean by that? Well, we can actually see a bit of a clue in the bricks. Here we have these humans taking what God created in this world, and instead of tending a garden, eating of the fruit of that garden like God intended, they fell into sin, they fell into violence of all kinds, and now they find themselves baking bricks, building a city. Now there's a bit of foreshadowing here. Later in the history of the people of God, Israel finds itself enslaved in Egypt, making bricks. In some ways, there's a sign here that they are enslaving themselves purposely. Here, they've made themselves their own slaves to build up their own ego, to make their name great. They're doing backbreaking work, building a monument to their names. So they've made themselves slaves in a way. They're doing this backbreaking work for no other reason than to be famous. Amongst who? They're the only people in the world. It's a completely useless, futile exercise, and yet they're doing it. And there are all kinds of ways that that sin, that brokenness, still presents itself today, especially in terms of how we try to cultivate these personal brands, the ways we try to promote ourselves, the ways we lie to one another about who we really are, what we really need, and how we're really hurting. There are all these ways we put on masks, that we keep people out, that we create these personas that just aren't true. It goes back all this way. Because we have this tendency to worship ourselves, even though we're such hard taskmasters, we felt this need in Babel and still today to try to build our ladders to heaven. We assume that the way to fix the problems in our world and in our lives is for us to work harder at it and to devise newer, better technologies to deal with it. And those are good things. We can make life a little bit easier and a little bit better here on Earth by devising new technologies, by better sharing things like food and resources. All those things are good. And sometimes they're even an expression of God's love flowing through us when we innovate like that and create new things. I love technology and how it can be used to help people. But we so often make it an end unto itself. Or we make it all about us. I'm going to make a lot of money creating this technology that people need. There are all these ways it can get derailed, that the focus can come back to us instead of God. We were made to worship God, and yet we very easily find ourselves worshiping our own image. Building that ladder to heaven, saying, I'm going to get to heaven. I'm going to be God. I'm going to replace God. I could do better than God. I have better ideas. I would do a better job if I was in charge of the universe. Whether we would explicitly say that or not, most of us live that way. We can judge God. I wouldn't have done things that way. I don't know why God did this that way or not. We can lord it over the Lord when we start to try to judge God by our standards. These are all ways we keep adding bricks to that tower, trying to get up to God's throne room, barge in, and take God's place. But in reality, we have a soul problem. We don't have a technology problem, an institutional problem, a structural problem. We have a problem with us, with who we are at our core, with our souls. That's where the problem is. And that problem can't be solved by us climbing higher and higher and higher to heaven. It can only be solved by God climbing a ladder down from heaven, coming into our world and doing something about the problem of sin and death that ultimately separates us from God and His throne room. And that is exactly what God did 2,000 years ago in coming to earth as Jesus Christ. That's what God was preparing us for. By scattering us around the world, giving us these different languages, He was preventing us from doing further damage, further abusing His gifts, so that we would need to truly rely on Him and Him alone to solve the real problems with us and our world. He didn't want us to keep convincing ourselves that we could fix this, that we could build a high enough tower to get to heaven and be God ourselves. He wanted us to know that we were so far from God, we could never do it. And He wanted us to learn to rely on Him, to wait for Him, to call out for Him to come to us. He wanted us to stop trying to make our names great, building up our name as if we're going to save ourselves, and learn to call His name, to cry out for help, not trying to build ourselves up, but humbling ourselves before God and calling on Him to save us when we can't save ourselves. This is the amazing good news about Jesus Christ, and it's built right in to this story about the Tower of Babel, that we cannot build a ladder to heaven. We need heaven to come to us. Through what Jesus has done, He's inviting us all into God's throne room to join Him in His kingdom. It's His invitation to offer, to give. He's offered it to each and every one of us. It's just up to us now whether we'll accept or not. This isn't, however, something we can barge into. That's what Eve was trying to do in eating the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And that's what we see happening in the Tower of Babel as well. Humans trying to barge into God's throne room, thinking that we know better, we're going to be a better God than He is. That's the one way to really mess this up, is to try to take something from God, to barge into His throne room when you've already been invited, when it's already been offered to you freely. God has offered you that gift. He's invited you into His throne room to join Him in His kingdom, and it's a question of whether you'll accept His invitation. Do you want to live in His kingdom? Do you want to know Him for eternity? Do you want to leave behind all the sin and brokenness that leads to death, spiritual and physical, in our world? If so, start practicing His kingdom now. Accept Jesus' invitation. Tell Him that you accept and that you want His help learning to live in His way, learning to live in His kingdom. So the invitation is there. Will you accept it, or will you try to crash this party? So I've got a challenge for you to think about a little bit. I want you to make a list. Make a list of all the ways you put time and effort and energy in this world into making a name for yourself. How do you manage your reputation online? How do you manage your reputation at work? How are you building up your resume? Think of all those ways that you try to manage your reputation, make a name for yourself. Then next to each of them, write down the tools that you're using to do that. Is it LinkedIn? Is it Facebook? Is it a resume? Is it some other kind of influence, public speaking and things like that? What tools or technology do you use? And then in a third column, write down how you could use that same technology, or that same tool, to make God's name great. That's your challenge for today. Might be a good one to discuss with your small group, too. And don't forget, we read the Bible in sync as a community too. So you could be reading the Bible in sync with all the other people using our app and website. If you look on our app or website, you'll see today's Bible reading. So have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow as we pray and reflect about our topic. Bye for now.